السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه، والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه محمد الصادق الأمين والرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وصحابته الصالحين الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. كيف أصبحتم؟ أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله والحمد لله، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك خير ما في هذا النهار وخير ما بعده، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شر ما في هذا النهار ومن شر ما بعده، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب في النار ومن عذاب في القبر، آمين. كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون، ساز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. All children of Adam are sinners, are often times sinners. خطائين بصيغة المبالغة, with the form of emphasis in language, not خاطئين but خطائين. They do that persistently in a lot. وخير الخطائين التوابون, and the best of those خطاؤون, best of those who often sin are those who often turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Who often turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. The ayah of infinite hope in the Quran, the ayah from the beauty and the rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means addressing رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم, say to them, قل يا عبادي, all my servants who have overwhelmed themselves with sins. عبادي, those however that recognize themselves as عباد of Allah عز وجل, as humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not despair. Those who have overwhelmed themselves with sins, do not despair. Do not despair from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily He subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Verily He is the most forgiving, the most mercifully compassionate and loving. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, though we are commanded and ordered not to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal, but we are human beings. We err and we do wrong, sometimes deliberately, unfortunately. But the infinite rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands out. That He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deal with human beings on the basis of justice. If He dealt with us on the basis of justice, He would leave on this earth before even the punishment in the hereafter, He would leave none living. Allah says that in the Quran. وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. If Allah were to hold to account the human beings for what they earn, for what they do, He would leave on the face of earth nothing living. He watches us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He watches us wherever we are, in our privacy, in our most intimate and secret moments, and when we are in public. He watches us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in terms of what we are externally and what we do and say externally, but He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, sees and hears the very internal sounds and images inside of our thoughts and hearts. For Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thoughts we harbor, the feelings we hide, the words we murmur inside, for Him are like a video image with sound. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He be exalted, the most living, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, those of us who sin, those of us who disobey Him, why do we forget that He watches us? There is a report that said, when a Bedouin came to Islam from Jahiliyyah, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, what will I earn on account of embracing Islam? He replied to him, Allah will forgive all your sins and enter you Jannah. The Bedouin, very sage, thoughtful, special person, asked again, when I had committed those sins and was committing them in the past, did Allah see me? He said, yes. And the man fell into unconsciousness. Yes, He sees me. He sees you in the most private of your moments, in the most hidden of your thoughts. And on the day of judgment, He knows already. He knows even before you, I commit that. Not only that, He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for as long as we live, assigned two most beautiful angels, subhanallah, the example of purity and perfect knowledge relative to that of the human being. One on my right, at least in our concept of space and time, one on my right and one on my left, always there, right now, and wherever I go, they go with me. Do you talk to them sometimes? Talk to them sometimes. Try to feel their presence. And ask them even to pray for you and to ask Allah to forgive you. Oh, my two dear angels, please forgive me and pardon me for the disrespect and the lack of haya I show in front of your presence. Please, I beg of you, pray for me, ask Allah to forgive me. They are always there, wherever we go. Wherever we go. wherever we go. Not only that, but where can we go without us? Can I go somewhere where I am not physically and with my soul? No. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did, for He tells us about that in the Quran and in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Everything in me, my hair, my cells, all of them are like antennas. They all receive and record what I say, what I do, wherever I go. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُونَ شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah tells us in this ayah that everything in us records and will testify on the day of judgment. My tongue, my hands, my legs, my skin, all my cells receive and they record. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave them that awareness, that living consciousness, will on the day of judgment give them that same living consciousness to say, to speak, to describe, to identify what I have said, what I have done, what I have hidden. Not only that, can I go somewhere where there is no space and time? Can I go somewhere where there is no space? Wherever I go, the very place I am at records and testifies on the day of judgment. Who says so? Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. This surah basically teaches us to be brief, that earth, space, wherever we are, on the day of judgment, will speak out, will tell of the news of what was done on it. Wherever I have gone, space-time records, and it will play back in front of my eyes what I have done at moment T in space X of spoken words, of deeds, beautiful or ugly. Allah Azza wa Jal awha laha. Allah Azza wa Jal inspired it to show, to tell, to report. Where can I go? If I want to sin, one scholar said, then go somewhere where Allah does not see you. Let me try to go somewhere where Allah doesn't see me. Will that be? Can I go somewhere without me? Can I go somewhere not in space and time, as long as I'm living? cat. All of these Allah made as witnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as evidence for me, for you, or against me, or against you. How can I sin when he has seen me? How can I do that? How have I done that? Ah. The pain never goes. Tawbah is a burst of pain inside my heart. It's a burst of haya, burst of haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a burst of longing for a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a momentum inside my heart, away from everything, forward towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is not an act of a tongue. Tawbah is a return from the return of the runaway to his master, to his beloved master and Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a return. I come back to you, my Lord. I come back to you with my mind, with my heart. Tawbah is finally stopping running away. Where can I run away from Allah Azza wa Jal? Tawbah is a reorientation of my heart. Tawbah is a direction of my heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah is a burst that opens the gates, that opens the gates of the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without tawbah, there is no journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without tawbah, everything that one describes of himself or herself of good things is but a claim. Every hell, every state of heart that is described in beautiful ways without tawbah is a claim, is an allegation, is a false claim. To claim love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. To claim haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. To claim truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. To claim forbearance and patience in the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. To claim to be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. to claim to live for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without tawbah is false. And as long as that burst inside of me has not occurred, my strength in my journey to Him is very weak and can betray me at any moment. The strength of the burst inside of me determines the energy with which I shall journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Determines also the ability of my struggle in my path to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stronger the burst inside of me, the wider the gates are open of the path to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you understood. I hope we understood. I hope you will learn. I pray I will learn from his choice of silence more than I will learn and you learn from the choice of my words. Batul Allah says there is some more time. We could have spent this more time in silence, in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our qulub. And if we did that, we would be more at peace, more fulfilled and satisfied than any words outside of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. But I'm going to say a few more words about dua. Al-dua huwa al-ibadah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Dua is the ibadah. Dua is the ibadah. To the extent that Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us that those of us who are not in dua and who choose not to be in dua, arrogant people, and that they have chosen not to be in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. And your Lord said, ادْعُونِي, invoke me, call upon me, أستجب لكم, I shall respond to you. Verily, those who arrogantly keep away from my ibadah will enter Jahannam humiliated. Allah in this ayah related the absence of dua with showing arrogance in the relationship with of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua truly is another truly umbilical cord to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, what dua does when you're alone, sincerely alone, it will change your qalb sometimes more than a year of da'wah. And da'wah is important to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the proper conditions and requirements. sins. Dua. And a moment of munajah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a moment of that secret encounter and conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does to the heart what a lot of siyam may not do, especially if that siyam is not performed the way it should be with the conditions that must be. Dua is definitely da'wa salihin. Dua is the beautiful habit of the righteous one. Dua shows faqr and iftiqar and haja to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is an expression on our part of our need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am in dua, my heart is saying, I need you. I need you, ya Allah. I need you. I can't be without you. I can't live without you. I can't exist without you. I cannot love you without you. I cannot come to you without you. Please, please, please don't let me alone. Don't leave me alone. No matter what I have and how much I have of ahwal and of states or even less of matters of dunya. I will always need you. I will always need you. I will reject the crowns of all dunya when the crowns are put on my head, not by you. I will not delight in any delight that is not given to me by you. Dua, my dear brothers and sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that every time a Muslim turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua, Allah will always give him one of three or her. Always. Just never despair. Never stop. Do not. Sometimes we turn to Allah in dua and then after a year or for some even a week, oh yeah, I asked Allah, I supplicated, I invoked, and I prayed, and I didn't get what I asked for. Never do that. Never do that. For many reasons, one of which is this one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every time a Muslim invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either Allah gives him or her what he or she asked, or subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses something else which is always better. Allah chooses always that which is better. Not giving me what I asked for, but that which oftentimes we don't notice. He has kept away from me harm that otherwise would have afflicted me. You see, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, but you see, I was not run by a car today. Why not? Why somebody else was run by a car? Perhaps in that case of mine, that was the response of my dua, and I didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, please don't let a car run me over. We never do that, do we? But who's protecting us from that? Who? A disease that someone else gets and I don't. Alhamdulillah, الذي عافانا مما أبلى به كثيرا من خلقه. That's also one way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has responded to some of our dua that we, in which we did not request humbly from Him to keep us, to keep away from us that specific disease. And so on. Every day Allah is giving us. Every moment, every instant Allah is giving us. But you see, our eyes are looking this way. See what I mean? The eyes of our hearts are not turned towards Him, so we don't see what He gives and we don't see His nearness. The eyes of our hearts are turned towards everything else, and thus keeps us distracted away from Him, and we don't see what He gives us. We don't see what He keeps away from us of pain and of harm and of evil. Rest assured that if I ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim, ورسولullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لا ينطق عن الهوى, He does not speak on His own account. He always gives us subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rest assured. Know that. Sometimes, Shaykh Abdul Qadir rahimahullah ta'ala says, when we are befallen by calamity, we usually, the first thing we do, we turn to our own selves and we try to find the exit on the basis of what we know and we have. And then sometimes we find out, and Allah does that to us and shows that to us all the time. Then we note that it doesn't work. It didn't work. Didn't happen to some of you, perhaps to all of you, sometimes at least, many times for some. Befallen by calamity, I look into my repertoire of abilities and capacities. Then it doesn't work. Then the next thing we do is what? Go find help with others, each in his own or her own field of expertise. And yet sometimes it doesn't work. And then sometimes some people do what finally? Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, please help. And now I, you, he, she has tried me, has tried it and them and her and him. And I know I can't go back to that, but I must have done it many more times. Then I turn to him, and sometimes for some people, you know what he does? He doesn't give either. He doesn't give, in inverted commas, continue to listen. These are still the words of Sidi Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala. These are not mine. Not that wise. And I continue to implore him, because now I know. What, can I try myself again? I know it doesn't work. Can I try it and them another time? I did that before. I did return. It doesn't work. So I stay. For some ibad, he does that to them. They stay. They stay. They continue. They continue. And while doing that, their heart is being cleansed from the attachment and the reliance and the presence of everything and everyone. In that way, when Allah loves abd and loves his heart and loves his heart to be for him and him alone, and thus the divine presence in the qalb, he does that. He doesn't give her. He doesn't give him, and he or she continues to stand at the door of the divine presence and lays down and says, I'm not leaving, I have nowhere to go. And then not only physically, not only intellectually, I shall depart away from the world, my heart departs, my heart begins to clear, and it breaks. My heart is broken. That may take weeks and years for some cases. And the heart is broken, finally broken. And nothing remains in there. Nothing. When a broken vessel is broken and you put a liquid inside of it, it doesn't hold. See, broken, unbroken, unbroken hearted, nothing remains. And then, if I still live physically, He subhanahu wa ta'ala builds it again, that heart. A new heart. After the old one is emptied, He gives us, Ya Rabbi Ameen, a new heart that contains only Him. On account of dua, on account of calamity, on account of hardship, on account of illness, on account of poverty, on account of injustice, on account of that which we suffer from, on account of a disease, on account of an illness, if I respond the way I should respond. When I implore Him, and it seems to me He doesn't give me, I pray that you and I learn now that I should never say He didn't give me. Never. He has always given me. Where are the eyes to see what He gave me? My eyes of my heart are blind. They are veiled. وَقَدْ تُنْكِرُوا العين ضوء الشمس من رمد وينكر الفم طعم الماء من سقم. Sometimes the eye denies the presence of light from the sun on account of a disease in the eye. And sometimes the mouth denies the sweetness of water on account of bitterness in the mouth, not in the water. Allah always gives. Am I receiving? Do I see? There is an athar that teaches that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves abd, when He loves a man or a woman, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has His hub for a abd, and that abd turns to Allah in dua, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, give me, Ya Allah, do this. Allah says to Jibreel, alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, do not hasten to give my abd what he asks. Delay that. For I love to hear the lamentation in his voice. Oh, I love to hear the lamentation in her voice. Let them continue. And for some ibad, Allah says, Ya Jibreel, hasten to give my abd what he or she wants, for I detest to hear her voice or his voice. A criminal, a wicked, mushrik, kafir, or whatever Allah chooses. Give him what he wants. Hasten, I detest to hear that voice. See, sometimes when my dua is not answered, it does not necessarily mean it's not answered as I perceive it. Does not necessarily mean that Allah does not love the abd. And when Allah gives what the abd asks for, it does not mean that Allah loves, has hub for the abd. Allah gives everyone. One of the Salihun, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, لا يكن همك في دعائك الظفر بحاجتك فتكون محجوبا. Let not your concern and your hem and your resolve and the orientation of your heart in your dua be the attainment of your need, of what you're asking for, lest you will be veiled. Veiled from what? From whom? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence in your qalb. The joy and the peace and the halawa and the delight that the qalb will enjoy while in dua bittadarru' far outweighs usually the legitimate worldly matters we ask Allah for. Because if in my dua I focus on attaining what I'm asking for, that's what my heart is for, then I'm going to lose Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will get the thing and I will lose Him. ماذا وجد من فقدك وماذا فقد من وجدك. As he also said, rahimahullah ta'ala, what has he found, the one who loses you, ya Rabbi? What has he lost, the one who finds you? When we beg at the door of someone, if I am a beggar, a human beggar at the door of a human, kind and generous person, and I knock at his door and I keep knocking at his door and I keep asking, please give me, please help me, I'm hungry, I'm without clothes. And I wait and I wait and I continue to beg with humility and humbleness until the generous person opens the door and his son or his child or his servant or his wife or himself, you see what I mean? His son or his daughter or his wife or his children or his servant gives me something. Then when he gives me, what do I have to do? I have to leave. See, every beggar leaves after you give him or her. The beggar at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never wants to leave. And Allah, when He loves a abd, because when an abd is begging truly in dua with his or her qalb, he or she is at the door of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he or she is given, he has to leave. She has to leave. Which one would you prefer? To remain at his door or to be given and leave? When we beg him with two hands, both hands. And those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave some of the feelings of the sweetness of dua through his qurb subhanahu wa ta'ala, they never ask him anything of dunya. Never. Legitimate dunya. It is legitimate to ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's generous. But some of those ibad never ask him matter of dunya. They ask him only more of his love, more of his forgiveness, more of his tawbah, more of the internal virtues of the heart that enable them to be even nearer to him. And as they continue in that state, they, as they are in dua, they are in his nearness. For if I ask him a matter of dunya, how long can I continue asking him a matter of dunya in one session of dua? It'll have to stop and I leave. But if you experienced dua asking from him, his presence, his nearness, his love, his rida, the beautiful virtues of the heart that makes you, that makes us nearer to Him. You never want to stop. SubhanAllah, that's the secret of keeping us at His door. It goes on and on and on. Can you ever be tired, really, if the dua is with the qalb of asking Him, Ya Allah, I ask You Your love. I ask You the love of Your Nabi. I ask You the love of those whom You love. I ask You the love of Your righteous awliya. I ask You the love of those who love You. I ask You the love of those whose love will benefit me with You. Will you ever have enough? Try it. I believe you will always yearn for more. That is His way, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell you, you see, when you are in dua, you're with me. You're with me. That's why the salihun, like Abu Hazim, rahimahullah ta'ala, like some companions, even Umar related, that he said something like that, radiallahu ta'ala, that I am not worried about the answer to my dua. I am worried that I will not be in dua. Because if I am not in dua, it's a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disregarded me. It looks that I disregarded Him. No. If I am not in dua, that's a sign that I am distant and remote from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am in dua, even though I don't seem to have what I'm asking for, I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he said, what worries me is not that the dua was not answered. What worries me is that I am not in dua. That's what I'm afraid of. And sometimes we are in ghafla, we're dangerously distracted, and we're rarely in dua. That happened for a reason. But if I am often in dua, and dua becomes beloved, that's a sign of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign that Allah wants to give me. Wants to give me, the poet said, rahimahullah ta'ala, لو لم ترد نيل ما أرجو وأطلبه من جود كفك ما عودتني الطلب. Allah, Allah. لو لم ترد نيل ما أرجو وأطلبه من جود كفك ما عودتني الطلب. Addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His munajah. Ya Allah, if You did not will to give me what I desire from the magnanimity of the palm of Your hand, You would not have made me call You consistently. You allowed me to call You, to call upon You, to ask You so regularly. I know it is because You want to give me. Allahumma atina wa la tahrimna. Nay, I should say, instead of, oh Allah, give us and don't deprive us. Oh Allah, please let us see. Help us see how much You have given us and how much You continue to give us. Please, remove the blinders from my eyes. Please let me see what You gave me. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. In qultu sawaban fa min Allah wahda. In qultu ghayra dhalik fa min nafsi wa min jahli wa min ash-shaytan. A'udhu billahi an udhakkira bihi. Had I said anything correct, it is from Allah Azza wa Jal alone. All praise is due to Him. If I said anything improper, I seek Allah's forgiveness and Your pardon. For that is due to my own nafs, to my own ignorance, and to the impact of shaitan upon my nafs. I seek refuge in Allah, that I remind you of him, and yet myself forget him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.